K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, reporting for another episode of this Kansas State Podcast, all things K-State sports. I did not post an episode. I have already a few episodes recorded already, did not get one up last night, so I apologize about that, but this will come out right away, so be on the lookout for this morning at some point, and then you're going to get another one tonight, so it's about that time to give y'all maybe two episodes a day, daily, wherever you get your podcast here, folks, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. We're going to be rolling here pretty soon here, folks. So every now and then I forget to upload an episode, and that's probably just me in my own ways, but this will come out early this morning here on this Tuesday, so we're going to fast forward a little bit to present time, what's going on around K-State sports. Before I get touch on football here for a minute, shout out Serena Sundell. We have talked about her, and see, we're still going to talk about her because she's continuing to do amazing things and recently becoming the latest achievement. 3-on-3 USA basketball champ. Yes, sir. 3-by-3. Her team, 3-by-3, conquered this week, or I should say last week, all the way down in Chile. They played getting out. I don't have all the information on that, but it's been popping up on socials, whether that's Facebook, X. I've been on X or Twitter. I'm going to just say Twitter for the old heads. Twitter. And now the young cats called X, but I was on Twitter and been on Twitter a lot more recently and trying to get on that a little more, trying to just eliminate Facebook a little bit here and there. But I've been seeing, I saw that figure, you know what? Damn! All right. So Serena Sundell, yet again, add another basketball achievement there. She and her squad took home the title 3-on-3. USA basketball champions. If you wanted more information on what she was doing down there, go check out the latest episode on that when it comes to women's basketball on that front there as well. So that I wanted to post a shout out to that first. So shout out to Serena Sundell for that. And of course, she's in the WNBA currently. Got drafted by Seattle Storm earlier this year. So, and by the way, Seattle, I did see a little promo on what was it, CW? CW broadcast some WNBA games. Ooh, so I think the Storm are actually playing this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So her team's going to be playing this weekend as well. I know Dallas and Indiana will be playing as well. So there you go on that note there as well. Yeah, man. So congratulations to Serena Sundell on that, her latest achievement in the basketball world. Football, yes, sir. Fall camp started yesterday for Kansas State, fall camp started last week for K-State sports Fall sports is around the corner, but for football and particularly, fall camp began last week, and Chris Klieman, head coach of the football team for the first time, spoke to the media. He spoke to the media there, and be honest with you, I'm going to sit down later on tonight and listen to his press conference. I do have some of what he has here on, you can go look at kstatesports.com there, and I can probably tell you what he talked about there as well. Obviously, it's hot in the Midwest, so we all know that by now. If you're living in the Midwest, I know there's a lot of folks traveling. It is still the summertime, whether that's out of Colorado, South Carolina, or whatnot, there as well. So you got that going on right there. Obviously, there are questions surrounding George Fitzpatrick. And again, we talked about that last week. I don't know. Even in the media, K-State media did not know what's going on. But by the tone, I can tell by the tone immediately, it was not good, but from what I heard from Three Mall and everybody else, the other podcast, that George is recovering. So that's all I can give you right now. And they did. So there's that as well. But That's a huge hit. And I recorded an episode on Offensive Line. That's going to be coming out this week as well. That's a huge hit because he, George Fitzpatrick, talking about, he was one of the names that came out of the Big 12, had a lot of high praise for. Other than Ryan Davis and Tibbs, the wide receiver that everybody keeps talking about. So, yeah, that's a huge hit. And the offensive line could get shuffled around a little bit. And that's something we're going to have to keep an eye on, especially in this first game coming up in a few weeks in Dublin, Ireland, when K-State and Iowa State clash in Dublin, Ireland. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this latest edition of the podcast. Yeah, so that's where we're at right there. That's all I know on that situation there as well. And he is, he is back in the MHK, talking about Fitzpatrick as well, according to Chris Klieman in that press conference that he told everybody yesterday. So there you go. That is good news there on that. And I don't know the recovery time on that or anything else like that. We'll just keep George Fitzpatrick in y'all's prayers and respect the privacy. So I do respect that there as well. But yeah, it's about that time, man, guys. Wildcat Nation, guys, gals, Wildcat Nation. About that time, man. It is almost here. Fall sports. And also, another reminder, women's volleyball, they're going to be having a scrimmage, purple and white scrimmage, the same on game week, on opening week, week zero, on that Wednesday. I believe that's the 20th of August there as well. See, when you do a lot of these things, you memorize it when you're talking to this mic. So August 20th, yeah, that Wednesday, Morgan Family Arena, Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team, will hold a scrimmage. I'm pretty sure it's open to the public. I'm going to double check that. I'm going to make sure that is there. I would assume since they told us to... So they told us the information on that there as well. So you got that going on. Colleen Corbin, the new era right around the corner of women's soccer. The Corbin era about to begin next month there as well. And there's a lot of things coming out as well. So we're going to have you squared away here this week. And we're going to get back here probably here very quickly, posting two episodes daily. So definitely, this is the podcast for you. You want to keep up with it or... Keep up with the latest on K-State Athletics. This is the podcast for you. We're not just going to focus on, obviously, since the beginning of this podcast, not going to try to focus, this is podcast not all about football and men's basketball. Not doing that. Spread the love around. K-State Athletics about to begin a new calendar year, 2025, 2026 year. A lot of questions across the board. And they're going to get answered here pretty shortly here in a few weeks, beginning with this football game overseas there. K-State, Iowa State, a lot more deep dive coming up on that. And, of course, the Podbean app's going to be firing up as well. Greer3's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast there. For more of that, myself and Alex Aiden, I need to reach out. Need to talk to him here today or tomorrow there. We're going to be doing a defensive preview. So we're going to put this all... diving into the roster. So if you want that, obviously, yeah, subscribe to this podcast on the main channel, iTunes, Spotify there. So I've been doing a little bit of more deep dive into this roster. I've been doing a lot of offensive talk last couple weeks, and now here we're going to flip up to the defense side of the ball, and we're going to talk defense first with Alex Aiden over there this week. So Greer 3A's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. You want more coverage over there, as well, we'll get Alex's thoughts on that, and of course, news coming out on the Fitzpatrick situation and much more on that. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, including new K-State students out there about this Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. That's going to close things out on this latest edition of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports.